And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Hey Bitch. Hey.
Hello, bitch.
So happy. I'm so happy to have everyone back. How are we doing, everybody? How are we doing? Not you guys. I'm talking to them.
Fuck. Well, I'm doing good. And I hope you guys are too. Yeah. And I hope everyone else except Gio is doing great today too.
Oh, well, joke's on you. I'm fantastic.
I'm traumatized.
So on today's episode, we have myself, Gio.
You have me over here. Hi, Gina.
Bose.
And Jess.
We're not gonna get sexy on this one.
All right, okay. She ain't sicka. Today we're gonna turn it down a little bit to really turn it up.
You know what I mean? The topic is turned down, yeah. But will we get emotional?
Yes. Yeah, we're gonna turn it up a bit. And this is something that I've been reading in the comments. Thank you all, everyone that's been leaving comments and stuff and hitting us in the DMs. We're getting all of those. We love you. Mm-hmm. But the thing I keep seeing over and over and over again is a bunch of girls and some low key dudes. I see you too. Where you guys are talking about, like, oh my god, I've never had a group of girlfriends, it's so hard for me to make girlfriends, and now you guys feel like you guys are my girlfriends. And I'm like, wait, why is this a thing? Like, why is it so hard to make girlfriends? And that's something that I want to shed some light on today. And that's what I mean by we're gonna turn it down.
Turn it up.
First, like, of all,
horrible.
First of all, everyone in the comments, we're your girlfriends now.
Yeah, you can't have any more. Yeah. You can't have any more. Mm-hmm. Okay,
Captain. Girls, we're your girlfriends. Guys, we're
your wing women.
We're your wing women.
Yeah. Yes.
But why is it so hard for girls to, like? Why is that like a thing? Where like girls are so catty. They can't get along with each other.
From personal experience, I've been through this before because my early 20s was really hard to find a girlfriend, like a close group of friends, because...
Wait, you're not in your early 20s?
Oh my god, do I look like it though?
You do.
Oh yeah, thank you.
Gina, you look 47.
Oh my god. Because I feel like girls, when they're younger in that age, they're still like somewhat in competition because they're still trying to learn about themselves and trying to be the best. Mm. I want the dudes, and they really care about male attention. Mm-hmm. For instance, there was this girl that I knew that I was hanging out with for a little bit, and I thought we were cool. Like, I thought we were friends, like hanging out at her house. I met her parents, right? We were friends for a few months, and then she was a little bit heavier set. She's, you know, a little bit shorter than me. And this was during when I already had started modeling in my early, like, teen years, right? And I remember I was hanging out at her house and she was getting ready. I was like, oh, what's up? I was like in my sweats. And she goes, oh, you know, I met these guys online and like I want to hang out with them and I have a crush on him and he's bringing his friends and stuff. And me being at her house, I was like, oh, I want to come. You know, like, I don't want to go home. Can I come? And then she straight up just said, I don't really want you to come because I feel like they'll pay more attention to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, ouch, that's weird. Like, you're my friend, you know? And I was like, if you want, I can wipe off my makeup and tie up my hair or something. She's like, yeah, that'd be cool. And then she, like, we were just going to eat during the daytime. I think we went to like a fast food restaurant, just went out to the dude's house to like hang out, right? It was during the daytime and she dressed up like she was in a nightclub. She had like a skin tight dress on and heels on, right? And she, like, at one point we were walking down the sidewalk and she was walking in front of us, but I guess like she was like, okay, the guys are behind me, I gotta walk like I have an ass. So she walked like a duck? Like she walked like a cracked out Peg Bundy.
Oh. Oh,
that's an old reference.
Yeah. So she
I didn't make it.
So she was walking like this in her heels, like really trying to make her ass stick out. And the guys just looked at me like, hey, is she okay?
Yeah. She came off as way psycho.
Yeah. And then I was like, I don't know. And then later on, I found out that she was telling people, because she was talking to these guys, but like they ended up liking me more because I was not weird. Mm. And then
I need the makeup.
Yeah, right. And then they were like, you know, she tells us terrible things about you, like how you like got pregnant or you fucked yourself with the remote control and you're a whore. And I was just
Whoa. Like,
dude, what? Like, I was so heartbroken. Like, I thought you were my friend.
Those are all lies.
Yeah.
We need to clarify.
We know the story back here, but you need to tell that.
Yeah, those are lies. And then so later on, I developed a friendship with another girl. She was older. I was 18. She was 25. She's the one who got me into go-go dancing. And this is like, you know, shortly after I ditched that other girl, the really shitty one. And I was talking to her, and my girl's been through shit. Like, she's been through life and, you know, like, she was a model too. She knew about other females and stuff. And she was like, you do know why that happened, right? And then I was like, why? She goes, this might sound really shitty, but if you hang out with girls that are less attractive than you, they might grow resentful and they do shit like that to you. And then I didn't want to really believe it. I'm like, well, no, there's some good people out there. But then I've seen it happen before when guys come around and that girl wants the most attention, that she starts putting you down. Like, oh my God, yeah, hi, I'm blah, blah, blah. Her, oh, she's nothing. Oh my God. Like,
what kind of fucking people are these?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, dude. So, like, that happens. And I was like, dude, that's really shitty. And that's exactly what happened to the first girl.
Damn, I didn't have that problem because I know what I looked like growing up. So.
You're stupid.
You know, I think, dude, I think part of the reason why, and like so many people have said, like, oh, I wish I had girlfriends like that. I think part of the reason why we all worked out is because we all met at the right time.
Yes.
Like, we're old enough. Mm-hmm. We're much more mature. And I think that, and like, I feel comfortable saying this, all of us bitches are like a little damaged. Like, all of us sitting here and like the rest of our group.
I've never heard that about myself.
We're a little damaged.
Gio, come on.
Gio.
We have some problems in life that, you know, made us who we are. All right, Gio lived the perfect life. Cool.
Okay, well, she's perfect. She's a hot mom, businesswoman. Yeah.
She got a nice ass. She got a cute kid.
Looks
she's
amazing. I literally want her to step on me. Just okay, this with just the heel weird. Of her foot.
Just spit
not
in
even
my mouth.
The toe. Not even the front part of the foot. Just the heel.
I got you, Bose.
I just want you to run me over with your Tesla. Fuck it.
Yeah. Okay, fine. No, okay. It was a joke that turned really wrong. Like, I didn't want.
We love attention. You.
Thank you, but no. So we're all damaged. I do agree.
But yeah, I think we're all a little damaged. And if we had all met, you know, at 13, 15, or if we had been buddies on Twitter, I think all of us would have pushed each other away, like in some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just
Me and Gio pushed each other away in the beginning.
I think we would have been best friends, though.
Probably.
If you guys didn't push each other away.
No, I think, I don't know. Like, I understand her. I feel like, so I think we would have, I don't know. I feel like we would all be friends.
Yeah.
Because we're just very... Okay, so for me, I don't know if you're done with your thought, but at least for me, I've just noticed in all of my circle of friends, like, I've never had that where I've had hot girlfriends, but I've never was like, oh my God, to pay more attention to her. I'm just like, hell yeah, I'm kicking it with the hot girl.
Yeah, me too.
You know, like, I was just happy to be in that circle.
But they grow resentful after a while because we would have girls like that. Our group, like, dude, like, I grew up with models and go-go dancers, right? And there's always like the one like that wasn't in that scene. She was just a regular girl who hung out with us. And she would get kind of upset. Like, there are times when she was like, no one's fucking talking to me. You know, it's just like, all right. I mean, so, if you're only hanging out with us, so dudes talk to you, like, that sucks. Why don't you just enjoying your time with us? So sometimes they do grow resentful.
Yeah. I think the only issues that I've ever had was that I'm too outspoken.
Mm-hmm.
And I say things and the receiving party tends to be really sensitive in receiving it. Mm-hmm. So that's always kind of been my issue. Cause I'll just say shit and like I'll be like, oh, you have a booger.
Yeah.
You know? And they would be like, why would you say that out loud? Like, why wouldn't you tell me? Like, I'm like, what the fuck? I thought I did you a favor. If you told me that so that I don't look stupid, I'm like, that's kind of cool.
I actually did notice about that.
that about you.
God, hello. And then that's what I liked about you, though, because like you and I poke fun of each other all the time, you know, like, and it worked out for me. Like, it made me happy. Like, oh, cool. I have someone that I can talk about comfortably or talk about dumb shit comfortably. You just be like, Jill, your tits look saggy today. And you'd be like, oh, fuck you. Thanks. I know they look good.
Yes, though, girls should be able to like, roast each other.
Yeah, they should. I've been through where I met this one girl who I thought was cool. And we played a very harmless joke, like prank on her. And she was pissed and was never my friend again. I literally bought her a belly button ring that she didn't like. It had a mustache. And she's like, you think this is a fucking joke? Why would you buy this for me? Like, people like that, sometimes they don't click well with you. And I've met people like that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I get what you're talking about.
You know, what's interesting to me is like, you know, kind of coming into this conversation, I felt like we all were on the very same page of like, okay, we didn't always get along with some women, but I'm starting to feel like our reasons why are all very, very different because I didn't experience what you experienced. I mean, like what was your experience? You?
That I don't know. It was weird. Cause like, I was always like, very open and I was like, here's my asshole. Here you go. I'm like a friend and I'll have your back regardless, but then somehow I would get weeded out. Like, I don't even understand how that would happen.
Interesting.
And I'm thinking it's because I was just too open mind or like too like open to say things, or maybe I just was too crass, or
no.
I don't know what it was where it was like, okay, don't invite her. Like, maybe I was too weird.
You know, mine's, I'll try to condense it, but like, this is gonna sound like very like brash, but I also feel like this is a space where I can be open and honest, and even where the audience will accept me. And I think it's important to share experiences that are like that run pretty deep, because maybe it will help you understand someone else that you knew. But like in my life, like it sounds like really kind of dramatic, but I was very sexist because I had a lot of women in my life that failed me, from like family to mentors to friends. I've been in LA for 3 years and there's not a single person, with the exception of my one best friend, that I still talk to that's a woman. I mean, I worked at Hooters, so like I met a lot of like girls that were I don't know, just a lot of not like the most top tier cream of the crop girls. And I went through some really shitty experiences from a kid, like all the way up into an adult. And so I had this very sexist image in my head that this is what women are. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, they do this.
What is that? What does that mean? What is this?
I had a just bad experiences from A to Z with women. And in the, like, this is like going to sound so whack. And some of you guys have met her. When I moved to LA, the first woman that changed my opinion of that was Mari Takahashi, that I worked with at Smosh.
Atomic?
Yeah, Atomic Mari. She is a very like poised, strong, and powerful woman. And in my 25 years, I had never seen that before. I had never seen a like hardworking, strong woman like that, because I was dealing with dramatic, gossipy, disrespectful, mm-hmm. like just the worst types of women. And I had never seen anyone like her before. And so that was my first step into thinking, wait a minute, not every woman is what I saw in small town Virginia. And I think there's a lot of people that is what they see every day.
True. That's a good point.
That is really what they see. And that goes for races. That goes for sexes. That goes for how some women feel about men, you know, et cetera. And you cannot, you know, no matter all the stuff I'm seeing about feminism and everything online, if I was still in Virginia and I had never met some of the women that I had met, I would be like, y'all are fucking crazy. Women fucking suck. But it took me coming out here and meeting women like her, meeting women like you guys, that show me like, wait a minute, there are some boss ass bitches. And like, you know, you got to like move past it, but you have to see it to believe it sometimes.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. And that's, and so I think sometimes I pushed away or looked down on some women because that was my experience. And I feel comfortable sharing that with you guys.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, yeah. That's some good insight, dude. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that for sure.
Jess, you had a group of friends back in Texas, a bunch of girlfriends. Yeah, what was that like?
No, I never really had a large group of girlfriends. I'm the same as you guys. I've always had like one or two really close, and then sometimes they mix and they move. Like I've probably have like say 10 girls that I know, right? But none of them are all friends with each other. So like I'm one of the three in this area. I'm one of the two over here. Like they're all like different girls. So like some are from college, some are from Hooters, some are from this, some are from that. Having an entire group of girls like this is definitely a whole new dynamic. I don't think I've ever had the experience with the competing for men thing. If other girls pushed me out because of that, I wasn't aware of it. But I've had a lot more of like what Gio and Bose is saying. Like, I don't respect a lot of women that I've seen until like I got here.
Yeah.
Same thing. And then also I'm so... I am crass too. I think me and Gio are kind of the same, like, because I'll just be like, fuck you, Gio. But then like,
and I'm like, oh, she misses me.
She knows that I'm just playing around. Like, I can say whatever I want, pretty much. I mean, not to be like outrageously disrespectful, but
she's pretty fucked up.
I can say whatever I want, and then like she'll be able to read when I'm actually fucked up and pissed, or when I'm just playing around. So like, I think for a lot of girls, they can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I push a lot of people away because I'm just like being super myself, and it's like too much for women to understand or something. Like, it's like, who is this chick? Like,
I don't get it. Because even in high school, I had more guy friends than girlfriends. And I know there's like that fucking saying everywhere.
It's the hot dogs all in your face.
But it wasn't like that. Like, I never felt like guys were trying to get at me. I always felt like I was a dude. Like, if I show you pictures of my high school, like, I mean, when I was in high school, like, I wasn't attractive.
It's a tomboy thing. Yeah, I was the same way.
Same way.
Yeah.
So I was one of the dudes that I'm like, yeah, let's fucking go get stoned. Or yeah, let's go fucking, let's pretend like I know how to skateboard.
Exactly.
Like that. It wasn't ever like,
exactly,
hey, Gio.
I want to be best friends with high school Gio.
I don't know what I was. Like, I was a tomboy, like, what is it? Landsanders, and playing Counter-Strike with all the boys from like middle school up to high school. So I had a lot more guy friends too. And then girls just kind of saw that as
oh, she's a hoe. She just hangs out with a bunch of guys. Mm. And I'm just like, dude, I just like friends. Mm.
You know, I think what's also kind of interesting, and I was talking to somebody about this before, I think that everyone kind of has their own like moral compass. Mm-hmm. And I think some people's compass points north, west, east, south. It doesn't mm-hmm. matter where it points, but you tend to gravitate towards people that are pointed in the same direction right. as you.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, why our group kind of grew so slowly was because, like, you know, you guys started off with the base of all the JK News girls, and slowly other girls started to assimilate, you know, and some people pass by and it's like, oh, they didn't quite, you know, match where we were pointed. But like I think all of us are really going like in a similar direction. And that's why we gravitate towards each other. Like when I meet a girl that's like got kind of the same compass as me, my receptors are like beep,
yeah,
beep,
yeah, same.
Beep, beep,
yeah.
beep. Like, and it's very quickly. I got that with Tiff when I met her. I met Tiff first and like we just connected. Like it was wild. And like, I feel the same way about all of you guys too.
You yeah. know? I don't know. I don't know what it is. Like now that I'm older, I do get to, I agree with what you just said 100%, where it's now I like to stick around people that have the same type of goals or attitude when it comes to life. Like, yeah. it's not like a male female thing, but I guess I'm just trying to think back to when I was in high school and I was like, damn, like, why do I feel so fucking lonely? Like, I see like at least TV. I don't even know if this is a reality for other girls. But at least I would see on TV and shit like, oh my God, they have all their girlfriends and they're going over to each other's houses all the time. Like, why can't I have that? Yeah. So I guess I'm just trying to get to that point. Like, how do we help someone that was in my shoes when I was younger? Loser. Yeah, I was a fucking loser to like have friends and to like trust. Because yeah. guys don't have that problem.
Yeah.
I feel like it comes with age too. Like a lot of us, we're just now finding this group, right? Like
right.
this is the first time for me too. I only had like one best friend from high school that I'm still friends with, and then I added another girl like maybe like only 2 years ago. So this is new to me. Like I'll see on Instagram where girls have like bachelorette parties and bridesmaids and there's like 20
yeah,
of them.
What the? Oh, I have a funny story for yeah. that. So I had just moved out of my house. It's the first time I ever moved out. I found a room like on roommates.com or something like that. So I found a house with three other girls and I had just moved in. I just lived there for maybe about a month. And one of the girls was like, hey, or maybe like 3 months, but the girl was like, hey, so we're going to get married soon. And I wanted to know if you wanted to be one of my bridesmaids. And I was like, well, she's cool. She was really cool. She was a sweet girl. But I was like, are you sure? Like, you don't even know me. Like, yeah. I know that this is going to cost
I don't know you, bitch.
Yeah, well, that was weird. Yeah. That's a commitment.
I mean, I didn't have to do much, but just wear a dress and then I get free food and I'm part of a wedding. Like, that's kind of cool. Okay. Like, I wanted to be part of someone's wedding, but I was like, this is kind of weird. Like, is it normally happen like that? But I think what's happening is a lot of people have to put up this front.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have yeah. a lot of friends. This I is see. A cool life that I have. Like, I have a cool car, but instead of just being like, I don't have any fucking friends. Like, yeah. it's just us two. We don't need bridesmaids.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what yeah. you guys did, which is awesome.
Yeah. yeah. Well, I mean, we had friends. We just didn't want you guys in the wedding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You had a really chill wedding. But yeah, like I'll see stuff like that. I'm like, dude, do all 20 of you guys really know each other that well to be in a wedding together? But I really think it does come with age. Like Bo said, like we now are business focused, family focused and all that. And we all have that in common. That's why we get along so well. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people in their 20s are still trying to find that because it's a lot of people are sometimes in their 20s. They're still partying or they're still
yeah.
living at home and some are working on their business and stuff like that. I've met so many people in different walks of life
like,
at that age.
Let's yes. talk about one of our sponsors. Care of makes... Care of is a custom made little vitamin packets where you take a quiz online and they give you custom made vitamin packets to your name. It has your name on it and cute little quotes on it. So all you have to do is go on their website. It's careof.com. You take a little quiz on what you want to take care of, like your hair, your gut, your digestion, ooh, your skin, whatever.
Yeah.
And they put together a cute little packet for you. It can
so they customize the formula to you mm-hmm. and everything you want to take care of.
Yeah. And it's cool nice. Because they even ask you, would you rather take one big ass pill or 12 pills at once? And they put them in these cute little compartments where you pull out every day and take your vitamins.
And it gets delivered to your house.
And yeah, and it's super convenient. Ooh,
they also have protein powder, if you didn't know that.
Ooh, I ordered dissolvables.
The chocolate protein powder.
Oh. They also have these little packs of like B12 vitamins and caffeine called extra batteries.
Yeah.
It's so cute. I love them. The other thing that I feel like I noticed was they're very high quality supplements. Mm-hmm. Like they really are. Like the extra batteries, it's like the smoothest energy I've ever felt. It's better
than
like
caffeine.
Yes.
Yeah, it's orange flavor.
It's so great. I love those so much. But
but it made me realize like how high quality the product was.
Yeah.
And I think the other really cool thing is like when you're worried about your hair, your sleep schedule, your mental energy, to take a pill that's custom tailored to you each day, it just makes you feel good.
Yeah.
You feel ready to like kick ass for the day because you know you're taking care of yourself, getting into a healthy routine and doing the best thing for you personally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So for this, wait, what is it? For
25% off your first care.
What are you trying
for our listeners, if you want 25% off your first care of odor, go to takecareof.com and enter BTCH to get your vitamins and your dissolvables and your proteins. That's 25% off your first care of odor. Go to takecareof.com and enter BTCH.
Yeah, 25% off. That's amazing.
The funniest shit too is like, now that I think about that, like if we met a girl right now that just loved to party, like she wants to go out every weekend, we'd be like, I don't know if this is our bitch. But all of us, we have it in us to, oh, let's dress up and go to Vegas tonight, yeah, ladies. Yeah. And then 2 months later, yeah, let's go clubbing. Mm-hmm. You know, like we can have fun, but we're on the same page about it, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like all of us kind of had to drag ourselves out of the house that night. But then at the end of the night, we had a fucking blast.
Oh, yeah. You
know? Yep. Yep.
You guys saw on Gio's story.
No, but I'm just saying. Like, but why don't guys go through this shit? Do you know what I mean?
I don't know.
Like,
I really wondered.
So when I had, so when I was in my early 20s, I'm still trying to figure myself out. I had a boyfriend. He had a bunch of friends, and then I kind of became part of the friend circle through him. Once we broke up, I still kept those friends, but I'm like, fuck, why couldn't I do this with girls?
I think that women, and particularly us, I think a lot of us are very deep thinkers. And for guys, mm-hmm. it's very surface level. Like,
just like hobbies.
Fucking,
and
yeah, does he want to fucking chill? Cool, let's chill. It's whatever. You know, my boyfriend, he doesn't really have a lot of the same values as his friends, but they're all great friends. I think for us, we're thinking really hard. Like, does she like this? Does she want to do this? Or do we really get along? We think about it a lot, but like in turn, but then there are some girls that don't. Some girls that just like, it's not very important to them. They're not thinking on a deep level. They're thinking on a surface level. And like, that's okay. Like, I wish I had that. And I think that that's why so many of us that feel lonely, it's because we're deep thinkers and very emotional people.
Yeah.
And I think
that's a nice way to put it.
Yeah. I think
we're not pieces of shit.
I think one of the things that, you know, like as like Gina was saying, like, yeah, we're older now. And I'm trying to like probe my brain, like, well, what's so different about us now that we're older? And I think one of the things I learned is that when I meet somebody that has the same value uses me, instead of being afraid of like, will she like me or not, I'm like, I'm going in. Like, I'm gonna show this girl that I'm a ride or die. I'm gonna connect
with
her.
How do you show someone though?
I think you should. When we're younger, I think everyone was a little shy to connect and reach out, you know, and like you're afraid of getting rejected by these other mm-hmm. girls. And I think that that fear went away from me as I got older because my receptors got a little stronger and I knew that I would vibe with this girl. So all I have to do is extend my hand. And I think that when you're younger, I wish that I had extended my hand to a few more people and not just extended it, but nourished that relationship. And sometimes we're so afraid of rejection, we don't do that. And, you know, it's not really that hard. The only thing you're fighting is yourself.
Yeah.
I think that really makes a lot of sense, how guys are more like, they're not as, I'm not saying you're dumb, but they don't go into
guys
it.
Yeah, I think you're okay. Saying they're dumb.
No. But they don't really go into it like girls.
George.
I know a group of girls that kind of cut one girl off because, well, she didn't want to come out with us tonight. So obviously she doesn't want to hang out with us. And I feel like when it comes to guys, it's like, oh, George is tired. All right, whatever. Let's just go pound some beers and that's it, you know? So I think it's like that too. They don't go through that emotional. They don't talk about everything.
Yeah.
Like, Bose, do you think I'm a little bit overwhelming? You know, you would tell me these things. And I don't think guys talk about shit like that. So they don't really have a reason to hurt each other's feelings mm-hmm. in case one of them is more sensitive than the other.
You know, a really funny example of this is like the guy I'm dating now, we like, there will be times where he'll do something and I'm like, well, he must have thought this and done this and done this. And I'm just now starting to realize, as a person that didn't grow up with a father figure, I don't have a good receptor of guys' brains. And I'm just now figuring out that guys don't fucking care.
Nope.
Like, they do not fucking care. Like, they are not thinking. Whatever you're thinking about, say you're thinking is 100%. The guy's only thinking 25% of that. And it's not because he's stupid or anything. It's just because he's paying it. Guys pay attention to things,
they're
not emotions.
More in the moment.
Yeah.
A lot of the time.
You know? And, like, they're not thinking like on this deep level that we do, that to an extent almost holds us back sometimes.
It's a handicap for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I will agree with that. I know guys don't get really deep in thinking about stuff, and you're right. Like, these are a lot of arguments that we had in the past with my husband, where I'm like, dude, it's so obvious. Like, why didn't you see it right in front of you? Like, I'm being this way. And like, I'm like, it's so fucking obvious. And he's like, I'm just a dude. I don't get it. Like, that's just not how we
I like how
things.
He says that. How cute.
Yeah. Like, even something as small as like, I don't know, like if he didn't pick something off the floor and he walks right by it. And I'm like, hello, like you're being so inconsiderate. Mm-hmm. Like, it's right there. He's like, dude, I have dude eyes. Like, I didn't even see it.
Dude eyes. You know? I think one example that I have with myself was, I didn't think I was part of you guys' group for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, like Japan and stuff like that. Because I actually, sometimes, I still do sometimes, just a little bit, but not as much as before. I sit there, I'm like, man, I wish I was, you know, like, to the point where like a comfort where I can just come over to Gio's house whenever I want to and
really?
Play with the kids. Yeah, like because Tiffany's always over there with the baby, oh, brabacito, right? Like
that's
like,
so funny.
Yeah, and then for me, I'm just like, oh man, I wish I was like
how cute. That. You could come over anytime,
but I always feel like I'm bothered because that's the overthinking. I'm like, well, what if she's busy? What if she's breastfeeding? What if she's doing something?
Oh my god! Yeah. I never thought you in a million really? Years would ever think that because you're so fucking open.
Oh yeah, but I.
This
have
is this- why we can't have tight girl groups. Speak our fucking mind.
Yeah. And then so like it's like, or you guys will have like, oh, we're having a potluck, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, man, I wish I was there. But then I do know that there were times when I traveled so much that you guys just assumed that I wasn't available. Yeah. And also we're bad at inviting people too. Mm. But
are you coming over tonight to the fight?
I can't. I got okay, better
good.
Things to
do. Did I invite you? Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, like and that's the overthinking, like, am I part of the JK girls group? Like, do they actually like me? Like, do they want to invite me and stuff like that? So slowly,
that's crazy.
Yeah. So slowly I started infiltrating, right? Like Tiffany and I would go to events, Jessica and I would go shopping, you know? And then I'm
see,
just like,
you know, what's funny because at that time I felt like you were way more JK than I was.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were pretty JK.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah,
no.
Like you're delusional because like you're way more in the group before I was.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I
fuck
felt like you guys were like solid in because you were in the JK core staff and I was just still a guest. You know what I mean? So like you were there.
On title, like
day.
In a video with a featuring, but that's about it.
Y'all crazy. I look from episode one, I was like, this is my house now. I was like, Jess, take that featured out. I'm in the crew now. I've said this feels like home.
I know. That's just what I'm trying to get into. So we had this is what started the whole podcast was we had this this group chat called Host Space that we would always talk about, and one time Bose heard about this chat and she was like, can I get in on that? Like, what the fuck?
Gio was like, no.
We had to like have a meeting of the council.
But you know what? I was the one that was like, put Bose in.
Yeah,
I had her like, back. I've already fucking been DMing this bitch about some other shit. Like, I want Bose in the chat. So I was like, Gio, fucking put her in.
It's scary, dude, because we all work in entertainment and someone just screenshot our shit and post it, you know? But it was.
Oh my God, I don't even think like that.
Yeah, but
yeah,
that's
you do.
Gio, that's literally what you said to
you
me.
Got scared of Bose.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
You said that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Let me clear it up. So I didn't think that you would screenshot some shit. Like that's wild that you thought that. That's fucking smart. I should remember that. I just thought that you were gonna fuck up the whole group.
No.
That's all. I thought you were just gonna be like a waste of time. I didn't know you.
Like she doesn't fit. Like she didn't fit with us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
I'm protective. I'm really protective.
Do you feel like I fit now?
I mean, you're on the show, right?
Okay, sick.
Yeah, no, you're awesome.
You're small. You're small. You fit anywhere we put you.
I don't know. Gio was like,
they're right in my pocket.
We need a black one. Somebody called Bo.
Diversity.
I would not have called you if I was looking for the black one.
Okay. Oh my God. Okay. Oh, you're funny. Okay. Wait, I have a question because I'm like, I'm still like probing my brain. I'm like, why do we fit together? Like, why do I? Okay. Question. Like, what do you guys think is something that we all have in common with each other? Or like, you know what I mean?
Sarcasm.
The fact that we're so open about everything.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
We're mature women who can show each other our titties.
Well, Bose, you're still working on that. Yeah, I know you're still working on that.
I do not want to show my breasts.
You don't have to. It's okay.
It's just because we're so open and we're so real with each other. Like, everyone's always complaining about, oh my God, LA people are so fake. But it's like, no, like, I love how open we are. Like, I remember I hit up Gio. I can hit up Gio for anything. Like, yo, Gio, I want to go to a plastic surgeon, who did your titties? And she'll just fucking like, yo, I'll FaceTime, or like, I'll show you my titties real quick, or stuff like that. Or I can even straight up ask Gio, how much did you get for this brand deal, so I know what to ask for? And she'll tell me straight up. And those are like the people I want to be around. The nothing that I have to hide. I want to be real with them, and I want them to be back real back with me.
Oh, you know, like that's literally it. And I think like part of what it is that like when I talk to you guys, never once have I questioned if what you said is what you meant.
Yeah.
Like every word that comes out of your mouth, I know that that's exactly what you mean. And like a lot of times people, especially in LA, that have ulterior motives. I was dealing with like people that every single word was not what they fucking meant. Yeah. Every single word. And like it hurt me like every day, you know? Like why can't you be an honest person? It doesn't make sense to me. But there's so many people that are like that. And so like the minute that like I just felt like you guys were being honest, like with your words, with your emotions and everything, so I was like, okay, these people are real. Like, and I love that.
I get that from you. I get that vibe from you that you've been like ticked over quite a bit. Because there's times like you're super fucking open and I trust everything that you say, but there's times too where we'll bring something up or I'll bring something up and I feel like a little bit resistance from you where I'm like, oh, she's not comfortable with this. Okay, I'm going to wait. I don't know specifically off the top of my head what it is,
but
you sound a little reserved sometimes where I'm like, oh, she's been fucked around with.
And the best thing is, even if you're uncomfortable, we don't push it. You know, like you've told us things before and we just don't push it. We're like, okay, that's cool. Then we'll talk about, you know, to other people. We don't make you feel left out too.
That's true. They were just chasing me around, showing me their breasts. And they were like, Bose, show us your boobs. And I was like, I'll show you guys after the episode. And they were like, okay.
The other thing I like about this group is that we really do encourage each other to be our best. And then we also help each other out a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, I think one thing that really stood out to me, not just in this group, but with JK, was when Joe had us all come in for a meeting to meet with his accountant. And then Joe's like, I got these books for you guys because I want you guys to succeed. And he got us a Rich Dad Poor Dad. And he's like, I'm here to teach you guys. Like, my accountant's here to teach you about everything. I was like, wow, this dude actually cares about us. Oh, he wants us to succeed. And that's the same thing with like the whole group of girls. Like if I'm going through something, Tiff will help me out. If Gio, like I actually had a naked spa day with Gio and Tiff way like years ago. And I'm like, I want to start my YouTube channel. Can you help me? Gio's like, yeah, dude, let's fucking do it. Mm-hmm. And then like me and Tiff and Gio went to the spa. She busted out her laptop. She's like, okay, what topics do you want to talk about? How do you want to do? Like people, like we really do help each other. Jessica's like, I want to update my wardrobe. Let's go shopping. Like, mm-hmm. Fuck yeah, let's go. You know? And like, I like that. Everyone wants to help each other and help each other succeed instead of just like helping themselves.
Also, can we do a shopping trip soon?
I'm down.
Oh my God. How cute though.
Okay, let's talk about our next
have a hair sponsor. Care
yeah.
Function of Beauty. You bitches talk about this all the time. I just love got my this packet. One. Yes, I just got it in, but give it to them, Jess.
So this one's Function of Beauty. It's a hair care brand. They have shampoo, conditioner, stuff like that. Are you smelling
my hair is
several days old with dry shampoo in it, so don't judge it.
I live that life too.
It smells good.
So anyways, Function of Beauty is addresses all hair care needs, not just one. And so with Function of Beauty, you can choose up to 5 hair goals to add to your formulation. So what they do is you take a little quiz and then you talk about what's going on with your hair. Is it bleached? Is it dry? Is it brittle? Is it breaking? Is it perfectly fine? Is it curly? Is it straight? Yeah. Like what's your texture? Like what do you want to happen with your hair? Like do you have blonde hair and you want to get rid of brassiness? So they know, okay, well, we'll give you the purple shampoo or like it. So you just customize exactly the way you want it.
Yep.
And the scent.
Ooh, I got the color. I got the peach one. Dude, I'm such a whore for like customized shit. Like you choose the color, the scent, and even on the bottle it says Function of Gina. And then like it's just dope.
Mine's different. Yeah. Mine said Gio.
Oh my God. Mine said Bose.
I actually got mine with no fragrance in it because I've been having some skin issues, so I didn't want any fragrance in mine.
That's amazing.
Shampoo and conditioner. Yeah, there's also no sulfates, parabens, phthalates, mineral oils, or harmful ingredients, and it's vegan and cruelty free.
Did y'all hear that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. I love this stuff. I absolutely love it. I will buy it again, even though I got it for free the first time. I'm going to put this code in and I'm going to buy it when I run out.
Let's use our code
is for 20% off. Go to functionofbeauty.com/BTCH and take their hair profile quiz.
The whole profile quiz.
And you'll get 20% off if you go to functionofbeauty.com/BTCH. And
the first time I actually had it, Tiffany gave it to me for my birthday like a couple years ago, and I was like, "What is this?"
Tiffany's on those trends, man.
Yeah, and then like I ran out, and I've been wanting it again. So thanks for sponsoring us.
Yeah, nice. We'll definitely keep using that product for sure.
It keeps your hair nice and soft for the pullings.
Yeah, good job. Yeah.
How cute.
One thing we'll vlog it. One thing I do like about my relationship with Gio, which I think is,
oh my god, let's talk about Gio.
Yeah, it's hard to find in a lot of women is that we. Like, we used to fight, like, not fight, but, like, we didn't like each other, right?
So, yeah.
Like, we didn't get along in the beginning. It was, like, a year and a half, almost 2 years where we didn't get along. And then we finally sat down and we got to, a good place with each other where we're, like, okay, we'll just be chill. Like,
who initiated that?
Jess. Me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit.
Because after not getting along for the longest time and, like, and I'm in the core four, right, with the Joe, Bar, Gio, and then there's Jess, but then I'm like, I'm never going to fucking fit in this shit if I don't get it right with Gio. So we sat down and all of that, but then now all of this time goes by and, like, if I'm fucking up, Gio will call me and be like, hey, you're fucking up. Like, this is what you need to do better. And I'm, like, willing
to... Well, I don't say it that fucked up.
No.
Wow.
I'm like, you know, just... speaking quickly, but she'll be like, I think this is how, like, you should think about going about doing this. I think you could be better at doing that. And, like, I'm willing to be vulnerable enough to let her tell me that I fucked up, my actions are not good. Like, it's a friendship. It's like
that
a real
so fucked up.
No, it's not. How am I putting
it's
it wrong?
Good. No, it's good. Good.
Okay. Really wrong because I'm just like, I will let her check me because I know that she has my best interest at heart.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I think with a lot of girls, if you're not willing to be vulnerable and, like, let them check you when they feel fucked up, like, you did something, I kind of don't like the way it sounded or what you did, but then a lot of girls will not be vulnerable enough to be like, okay, maybe I did fuck up, and like, she actually cares enough, like, that's why she's telling me, not because she wants me to feel bad, but because she wants to be my friend and she wants things to, like, be fixed so we can continue to be friends.
She wants the best for you.
Yeah,
because your communication with her bleeds over into almost every relationship in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, depending, and you had the humility to be able to take that advice. Other girls might get angry and be like, what the fuck are you talking about? And that breaks friendships.
Yeah. Mm.
So you have to have that
vulnerability
to accept criticism from your friends who really want the best
for
you.
And it's harder to take criticism from women than it is from men. And I don't know why, but that's something, like, that I think all women and have to sit down and be like, why is it so hard for me to take criticism, like, from a woman?
I think it all boils down to that's just human nature in women. We were, you know, like in animalistic nature, we have to be the best and strongest to protect our children, protect our bloodline, whatever, you know. So I think that's like a human I just lost my train of thought. I think that's a human nature,
like, in a primitive standpoint. It's almost like how sometimes women, we had to fight each other for the hottest man, the alpha man. Like, on a very, like, primitive level, we are used to fighting each other. We weren't always allies.
But I thought we were nurturers. What the fuck?
We're nurturers
to our own babies.
Yeah. So we find our man, we hunt him down, and we fuck him.
Yeah.
And then we have our babies. Do you ever see, I mean, like,
but
in nature,
grew up in villages and shit. We're, like, social creatures. We're not, like, isolated creatures.
Even then, if you're in a village and you're not able to give babies or whatever, they cast you out or shit like that. Like, did that back then.
But I mean, also,
scientifically,
what Jana was saying before, where she had some bad experiences with shady women, and so did I. So psychologically, it's a little ingrained with us. When at five, a woman says some bullshit to you, and then at 10 it happens again, and so at 20, after a few times being told some bullshit, we're like, is she fucking with me, you know?
And then
there are also some women that will give you constructive criticism, but they really just want to hurt you. They want to tell you what's wrong with you.
And like that call themselves brutally honest, but they're more interested in the brutal part than the honesty part.
And you know what, there's girls that will give you this criticism, but it's like, are you trying to help me or are you trying to hurt me? And it matters the delivery. And I think what Gio really excels at is Gio will, like, you know, if you say something that she maybe knows what probably the right path or correct answer is, she'll say, help me understand, you know, like, your point of view on this. She's gonna listen to you first.
And oh damn, this is a Gio show, what the fuck.
We're all just jacking her off right now.
I'm about to nut.
But I mean, like, that's definitely something you can excel in. And, you know, and when you're detecting, every girl needs that one friend that's going to tell you how it is. Every girl needs it, because that's the girl that's going to help you grow. But you can figure out, is this a friend or a foe based off of the way she tells it to you? Is it a quick sting because you're beating yourself up because of what you did? Or is it a pain that lasts for a few days where you feel guilty? If it's a pain that lasts for a few days, then that person was not trying to help you. They were probably trying to hurt you.
Yeah.
because if they speak to tell you it correctly, you feel the pain of, oh fuck, I did that. But then they're helping you work out the solution. Mm-hmm. And now you feel better because you're not going to make that mistake again. And fuck those bitches trying to hurt you. We'll get them. We'll get them.
I think what I've just noticed, just being older, because I am the oldest person in this group. What am I? 35?
41?
27. Wow. Oh. The fucking friend and foe is here. No. Yeah. And I've just noticed that people are just, obviously it's their own insecurity, right? Like we've learned that now at our ripe age, that whatever they're telling you, it's really just because that's just how they feel about themselves. But I just realized that a lot of people are just out to kind of, they feel like, I feel like the competition's still kind of there. Like even if it's just male, like they're still competing for that slot or for that piece of the pie where I'm just like, what the fuck are you competing about? Like you're your own person and you have really dope things to bring to the table. Like I can learn from that. Like, why wouldn't I want to accept you in this group if I feel that you're being genuine about your shit, like regardless of how you're packaging it or whatever. But if I feel you're being dope, like why wouldn't I want to share and like grow with you? Like, I just think that's just weird. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's like really undervalued that, you know, every like relationship you have with somebody, there's always something you can learn from that person. Like, what is the thing that you absolutely like the most about them? And it's like, how can I like adopt a similar habit and grow myself? Like the people around you should make you grow stronger, you know, like that. And I definitely like feel this like in this group, like Gina always has like a very consistent grind. Like you're consistent with the work and everything you do. Like Gio was like, I want to do something. And then she just does it. Yeah, and then it just happens.
Yeah.
And then Jess. So I think that Jess,
I think gonna burn for a couple days.
Oh my God. I think the thing that's probably the most inspiring about Jess is that she was so afraid to break out of her shell.
Yeah.
And then you know what? She woke up one day and said, fuck it. I'm doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's fucking dope. Like, it's something that you've been afraid of doing for the past couple of years. And then you finally said, you know what? I'm gonna own this shit. And like that, there's always something cool that you can recognize in your friends. And you know what? If you're not seeing something positive that you feel like you can learn from, fuck them. We gotta go.
There was actually just did something recently that kind of blew me away, actually, and I realized this is what I admire about Jess. It's that
The Jess show.
I love us hyping each other up.
I'm getting fingered.
Everyone's
right
getting
now.
There. It's my turn. To get,
it's time to get, okay, she's getting finger banged over there. One thing that actually happened. I was late for this because obviously I wake up at 4 p.m. But the group chat was going off, and then Jess straight up just messaged us out of nowhere. She goes, guys, I figure out what was bothering me, and she was so clear and concise about it because a lot of people struggle with figuring out what is wrong with them, what they need help on, what they need to fix or, you know, do different. And then Jess just straight up went, I figured out what's wrong with me. This is what's bothering me. I see it here now. I found it here. Mm-hmm. I want to change this and I'm going to do this. And she opened it up to us and let us come in and talk to her. And that's really like, it's very inspiring for me because people do not like to be vulnerable like that, right?
Yeah.
But the fact that you were able the fact that you were able to identify it so well was incredible. And then you actually put it out there. I was like, fuck, I love her.
I'm going through a lot. Like, this is the summer of like me fucking fighting the last piece of myself that I hate.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
bitch.
Like learning how to like forgive myself and everyone else and like letting go of like, cause I'm such a nihilistic person that forever I've just been like, life sucks, we're all gonna die. Mm-hmm. But now I'm like,
said that like 3 weeks ago. But you're changing.
Yeah, it's slow. It's a slow burn. But yeah, I'm just trying to figure all of that out. And it feels good, I think, to have other females that I can share the experience with, because I feel like that was another part of like something that was wrong with me is like, why can't I get close to like a lot of people at once? It's always like, oh, I can only latch onto one person and then that's it.
Yeah.
Like now I can latch onto like six or seven people all at once. And it's actually feels way healthier. There's like way much more energy. There's different, like I'm bouncing off of more than one person. So I'm able to grow a lot faster with all these different energies, and I really enjoy it. Mm-hmm. So.
And that's what happens when you have a good group of girlfriends that you can trust and talk to. Like, I've seen you change like crazy, and I see like the effort too, and it's fucking awesome, you know? Because I remember for a while, I was like, I don't know how to connect to this girl. I really want to be her friend. Mm-hmm. And then you invited me out to go shopping. I was like, oh, fuck yeah. Like, we're friends, you know? Like, and that's why I love this group so much, because everyone gets along because we want to help each other and we do really want the best for each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do agree with that. With Jess, since I mean, she's still getting finger banged over there. that's one of the things that I found really dope about her. And I've kind of kicked myself in the ass a little bit where I'm like, man, why was she such a bitch in the beginning? Fuck. But I know what it is because I'm so protective of the ones that I love and stuff that I just don't want anything to harm any one of them that I'm just like, I don't know if this bitch is temporary or not. So and she's coming in with this like bad fucking vibe and stuff. I'm just like, I don't know her. I don't like her. She's fucking up the group. So I'm like, all right, let's fucking
let me protect
you guys. No, but it was tight when she called me out. I'm like, let me hear what this bitch is gonna say. And she was super vulnerable, like she was crying and stuff. And I'm like, damn, that's like really hard for people to do, because like she owed zero. Like she didn't have to talk to me at all. We could have just, what happened?
Oh, I would never cry in front of Gio. I would never show weakness in front. Gotta stay strong.
No,
Amazonians smell it, dude. They smell fear.
No, and it's really dope. It's really refreshing because like now we're older, right? So a lot of us tend to be a little bit more jaded. And we're like, fuck no, we already have our circle of friends. Why do we need more?
Mm.
You know? So it was really dope and refreshing to just have someone there that's just like, you know what? This is what I want. I'm gonna go after it. I'm gonna show you my asshole. That's what I call vulnerability. I'm gonna show you my asshole and take it or leave it. Like I don't know if I can do that, like at this point. Like I don't know if I can ever show someone my asshole that I don't want to be my friend and be okay with that, because I'm like, ugh, I don't want to waste my time.
It definitely takes a long time. And you know, I think also like it's funny that like JK News actually helps us bond a lot too, because you're supposed to be unfiltered, you're supposed to be candid. And then we go through so many like controversial stories that you very quickly see everyone's opinion.
Yeah.
And generally, with the exception of David, we're kind of all on a similar page, you know? And then like if we are opposing, it's kind of like funny, and then it's a jokey place and we laugh it off. And so we learn, like, if you're very crass, like we know not to take it seriously because cameras go off, and then we're like, haha. But like, I just also loved that when working with you guys, when the cameras went off, everyone was the fucking same.
Yeah,
like,
that's a huge difference.
Yeah. Like there are no sets in LA. And like Theo Von even called this out on the Joe Rogan podcast. He was like, everyone in LA is so fake.
What episode was that?
It was Theo Von's
even
episode.
He's on Joe Rogan like four times.
And he has a dedicated video just for us.
What? So
like, oh, wait, really? A couple mentions.
I want to hear this.
Yeah.
Can we find it?
He actually says like, everyone in LA is so fucking fake. Well, except JK News. You ever work with them? And he's like, oh, like he's like,
Joe Rogan's like, I don't know the fuck these people are. I'm fucking Joe Rogan.
Yeah, but like, you know, for somebody that's been there like just two or three times, for them to just, while candidly speaking, think, oh, except for those people, they're special, you know? Like it is honestly, I have to also say, it's hard to find girls like y'all. Like, it really is.
Yeah.
It really is. So, like, you know, if you're still looking for your perfect girl group, like, don't fucking beat yourself up. You're going to start to just slowly create this close circle of friends. And if that's your jam, that's fucking fine. And if you don't have that close friend of girls yet, just learn to be self-sufficient. Mm-hmm. Like, emotionally, like, financially, like, work-wise
and
everything.
That's so hard.
Build yourself up.
Yeah. That's fucking hard.
I like that we're all very busy women. We have our own things going on. We have our own hustle. And I like the fact that even if I don't, because I was gone, I was like in Japan for 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Even when we're gone and we don't see each other for a long time, when we get back, we still know that we're friends. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like, oh, she's never here for me. We understand each other's lives and what we have to do. And not being there physically doesn't mean that I'm not your friend. And a lot of people don't get that either. Like, we're low maintenance friends is what I like to call it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to take a quiz.
Speaking of banging, have you ever banged on different kinds of furniture?
Have you ever banged on mid-century modern furniture?
Oh, with the touch of Scandinavian design?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
if you haven't, you can definitely get some of that furniture, and we'll tell you how.
Yes. So thank you so much to our next sponsor, Article. And this is not a joke. Article actually has a really dope selection of mid-century modern with a touch of Scandinavian design furniture. I really do love it, because especially if you have like a small space, because the furniture is so like, I mean, I don't know if you guys know what mid-century modern looks like, but it's a lot thinner, it's a sleeker design. It's not very bulky looking. So in small spaces, it looks very open, very clean, very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan. I found them, I want to say, when they first started, like maybe 5 years ago, and they only had like four items or something on their website, but the quality of the furniture looks so good that I'm like, oh my God, these guys are going to get really huge really fast. And here we are getting sponsored by them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really dope because you get to save up to 30% of traditional costs or price because they don't have so much overhead, because they cut out the middleman, they cut out, you know, the store and all the taxes that they have, that they have to pay on that. And they go direct to consumer, meaning you guys. You go online, find the piece of furniture that you like, you buy it, you receive it, it gets delivered to your home, and it's easy 30-day return, so you don't even have to sweat it.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to grow up. Get your furniture up off the floor. Get your mattress off the floor. Put it on a bed. Stop buying cheap furniture off of the internet for $50 because you don't have any money. It's time to invest. And you can use code BTCH for $50 off of $100.
That's right.
That's 50% off of $100.
That's beautiful.
Upgrade. A new nightstand. A plant. Perhaps a pillow.
And a bed that's sturdy enough for you to go nuts on.
Hey, yeah. Like that. So just visit article.com/BTCH, like Bo said, for $50 off purchases of $100 or more. Again, that's article.com/BTCH, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/BTCH to get $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
They gave me a nice ass bed. Get yourself one too.
Yeah. Don't sleep on them. But you should.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love having those friends where you don't talk for 2 months, yep, and then you start talking again and it's like you never left and everything's perfect. Like the conversation like still flows.
Yep.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel so spoiled then. So then just be real. Just be open. But like, so these are the things we're saying, right? But it's like, how the fuck do you do that though? Like when you've been so, like I said, jaded, mm-hmm, and you've been so fucking hurt, mm-hmm, like, do you just go, fuck it? Do you bust the bows and you just go, I'm going to change some shit. This is what I want. And then it just happens.
You say bust a bows?
Yeah.
Bust
a bows?
Bust the bows.
Is that weird?
It's like voguing, but bowsing.
Oh, I think that's like an Urban Dictionary phrase. I think it means to stick your bosing finger up your butthole.
Bosing?
Yeah. Oh,
dope.
Why would you pick that name?
I did. It's my name. Like I didn't know that at the time until somebody like sent it to me. It also, I think in like some Slavic language, it means God.
Oh,
actually, it means like, oh my God, or goodness, or something. Sick. But, like, you know.
I think back to what G was saying, I think how you would do it, honestly, it's just a lot of trial and error. Like, don't give up and just put yourself out there, meet friends, you know? And sometimes you just find the right ones and they just happen to come along. Yeah. And then just be open to that and be open to being that good friend. Like, be the best friend you can be to someone. Yeah. And if it comes back to you, then awesome. Then you keep them forever. But if not, then you just keep on moving.
What's the longest friend you have?
My friend Anna, who I've known since junior year of high school, and I was her bridesmaid.
God damn. Oh,
yeah.
What's the longest girlfriend you have?
My best friend, we went to alternative schools together and we were just fucking burnout pieces of shit, mm-hmm, that like felt really rejected. We've been best friends for I think 15 years now.
Oh damn.
Oh, she's such a boss ass bitch. I love her.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
I still have a friend, her name is Amanda, and we knew each other since, fifth grade.
Wow.
Damn. Yeah. And I just saw her when I was in Houston. I went back to Texas when my mom passed away and I went to go see her. We made pasta together.
How cute.
And it's like the same, like I haven't seen her in years because I've been in LA, but it's like the same shit. It's like the same girl that I've known my whole life.
Mm-hmm. How do you guys maintain those relationships though?
I actually...
Because I think that's where I struggle a lot.
Okay, yeah, no, I get that too. I, like, Anna, especially when I moved to Orange County, Anna still stayed here in LA. I wouldn't see her for, like, years at one point, you know? Or, like, we would just text each other here and there. But my friends, like I said, they understand that I can't always be around. But now we're making a point more like, hey, you know, we're older. We have money to do things, you know? So we actually sit down and group chat. Like, we added a third edition, right? And now we're like, hey, I really miss you. Do you guys want to hang out? Like, even if it's just come on over, watch some anime and just play some Monopoly and that's up. Like, you just have to make that initiative and just text each other and like, hey, let's talk, let's hang out. But other than that, you don't have to always be around each other and you have to understand that too.
Yeah. How do you guys maintain?
Gio, who's your longest friend?
I don't have a longest friend. That's why I'm like.
What's like longest though?
Damn. I would say I really don't keep girlfriends. Mm. Yeah. You guys are like my girlfriends.
Do you feel like you don't keep up with them or do you feel like you push them away at any point?
I feel like we went like different. I think I met them at a point where I was a different person, mm, and then we kind of just grew apart.
Yeah.
And then for me, it was more of like they were kind of, it felt like it was a fake friendship. Like, we were just being polite to be like, this is what friends are supposed to do. Mm-hmm. It kind of felt like that. So then when I started
really
doing...
sad right now.
No, why?
I'm just really, I feel really sad that you don't have friendships longer than like five or 6 years.
No, I don't. Cause I think I changed so extremely.
Yeah.
So like in high school, or I'll even start, I think it started in middle school. So in middle school, I had a best friend, right? We would do everything together. And then I go to high school and she was just like, I just changed. I became a stoner. I was no longer like trying to be a straight A student and shit. Like
she didn't want to do chola things with you.
Yeah. She didn't want to do chola things with me at all. So I'm like, oh, she's kind of lame. So
damn, because like say with my friend Amanda, like we've known each other since fifth grade. We've gone through so many different like
phases,
but like we've stayed friends.
Yeah, no, I couldn't.
The phases.
I think that means like your compass was going, like your moral compass.
Yeah, maybe
and
it was still going in
going.
The same direction. Whereas yeah. Gio's like hers and her
it was so weird,
completely changed.
Yeah, so she was still doing the straight A student route or whatever, and I'm like, ooh, I have some freedom now. Like I want to be part of the cool kids. So I would go in this route, and we would try to stay friends. But I'm like, I have zero in common with you anymore.
Yeah.
And then in high school, I had the cool friends and stuff, but then they were out having sex and they continued to get high, and I'm like, oh damn, like I'm gonna graduate soon, like I want to go to college and stuff, like we're not the same anymore. And even though I tried to stay connected with them, like they'd get pregnant and all these other things would happen, where I'm like, fuck, I'm like really dedicated and focused on school now. So it's like that kind of just dropped off because I didn't have anything to talk about with them anymore. And then same thing with college. I was so focused that I didn't even have girlfriends in college.
So maybe now, like, we are meant to be your longest friends.
Maybe.
Because we're all on the same path right now, right?
Yeah. I feel... Oh, sorry.
Because Anna and I... Total opposites. She's like a church singer. Very,
oh, damn.
Yeah. She and I are very opposite, like, moral compass, I guess. But we still have a lot of things in common. We still have, like, our... Like, all of our high school talks and everything like that, too. But, we still have something in a common ground, as in our personalities are the same, even if our faith isn't the same, whatever. And I think that's, and she's always wanted to be a better person, and I felt like she was always a better person than me, and I wanted to be that too. And then that's how we grew together. So I understand that, and I think that maybe this is the group that's meant to last for a long time, because
maybe.
You know, like now we're not.
Gio, don't throw us away.
I know, right?
I know. I don't know. Maybe this came from me. Dude, let's uncover some shit, man.
Don't
we're
throw
the
us away.
No, I actually feel like I'm exactly the same way. I have the one long-standing friend, and the funny shit is we were talking about this the other day, that we were like, oh, I'm gonna be in town, like I'll be in Virginia for Christmas, and we were like, we don't really need to hang out. And I was like, yeah, no, we don't. And we were
like, really?
Yeah, we're not that type of person. And then other than her, I don't have any long-standing. I had one girl that I met when I was 20 on Twitter. We met on Twitter, mm-hmm. and we just became really tight. And then when I was 22, she was like, hey, I have a room out in Vegas, $300 a month at a house, in a nice house in Vegas. I was like, let's fucking do this. She and I were so similar. We had the same like dark sense of humor. We were both anxious, kind of depressed girls, and we supported each other. But she was a dancer. She moved out to Vegas to be a dancer at like 18. And like she was a stripper like all the way up until we just recently kind of stopped being friends. But as I became a little more like successful and moved out here and did this, she was very bitter and very angry with me. And she would always kind of have that support. But the thing is I wasn't depressed anymore, and she was still mm-hmm. absolutely depressed. And so we weren't eventually speaking the same language anymore. And it hurt me so much. Mm. It hurt me so much. And after like two or three times of us stop talking, coming back, stopping talking and coming back, it just like, I couldn't do this anymore. Like, and it fucking hurt. But when people are not on the same path as you anymore, sometimes they may try to pull you down too. And yeah. you have to cut it off. Like, mm-hmm.
Well, I think I was probably pulling them down.
Really?
I don't know.
No,
I went back and forth.
I feel like with you and how focused and successful that you were, maybe they were kind of envious and they decided to cut you out.
I don't know. I mean, we still talk, but mm-hmm. I wouldn't consider them tight friends, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like I wouldn't hit them up like in the middle of the night and be like, hey, I mean, there's an emergency. Like I still communicate with them, but it's not like tight.
See, that's where she went wrong, because when I see someone doing better than me, like someone that has something that I want, like Gio and you guys, I'm just like, instead of being like, ugh, that bitch, it's like, fuck, I really want to be there with them, you know? Like, I want to be up there with them so that, you
like
know.
Like what Bo says, she's going to ride on our coattail.
Yeah.
Right, what did you say?
Ride your coattail straight to the top.
Yeah. That's right. Me. That's all me, that's girl. We're both on Gio's coattail.
There's two. One two. For you.
No way.
Like, when I saw your new house for the first time, like, some people are like, fuck, like, what does she deserve this, right?
Oh, I had a moment. Who said that?
No, like, some people.
Who said that?
It was Casey. No, I'm just kidding. I actually had a moment in your backyard. I was like, fuck, this thing is huge.
And I was like, I'm going to tell the universe right now. Like, I want to be like Bart and Gio.
Oh, that's horrible. Like, don't say that.
Oh, okay, no.
You're almost successful.
Fine, 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 fine. I want to have a house like this one day, and I'm going to get that house.
Fuck
and
yeah.
It was inspirational to me. You know, like, you should be inspired by your friends.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Knock, knock, bitch. Same here. I saw that post. I even saw y'all's old house you were selling. And I was like, I need to do better. And, yeah. And you know what I did? I started like dead ass. After I saw like what you guys have built, I started diversifying my income. I made a goal. I was like, I want to make $1,000 extra per month. And I was like, I'm going to try this, this, and this.
She's selling feet photos.
Yeah.
I picked up some just other like business operations. In 2 weeks, I made that $1,000 that
there
I wanted.
Go. There you go.
Yeah, like dead ass. And I mean, like, you should have friends that inspire you, whether they're trying to or not. Did you know that, Gio?
No.
Thanks for that dough.
I want a cut.
She wants a cut now.
No.
A manager cut.
Give me that cut, baby. No, I agree. There's like, I mean, that's just kind of how I am with people. Like when I find someone that has things that I lack or that I really respect or admire, then I'm like, I need that person.
Well, what do you admire about me?
I admire how fearless you are.
Oh,
yeah, you're super fearless, but then you're very loving and you're very approachable and you're very humble. Yeah, you're just like I just see you as like this positivity little like happy bubble all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Online, like, I'm a piece of shit.
I love it.
I feel like you're very
thank
free.
You.
Like
I'm
like, I would. Yeah.
I'm fruity.
Free.
Free.
A little fruity.
Fruity.
A little fruity.
I think like you're very free. Like you're not like
and you're confident.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Thank you. I was just asking as a joke, but thank you. That made me feel.
No, I love it. Myself. Yeah, I can tell you what I like about every single person that I have in my life. The people that I have in my life, I'm very specific. Mm-hmm. To have them in my like, I have them for a reason, and it's not because I'm using anybody, but it's just because I'm so inspired by everybody. But Bose, you're next.
He wants to hear her. Bose, I love you. I love your personality, and I love how nerdy you are, and how we get along so well.
Yeah,
dude, like you and I, like
in the hotel room.
Yeah, out of all the girls in the hotel or in all of JK, I was like, holy shit, I found my counterpart. Right, like, because we have like the core four here, right? And I was like, oh, it's Bose. Like, this is great.
Yeah,
this is fucking awesome. You know, like Tiff and Julie have their blue hair squad going on, and I'm like, I want to find mine. And then I found you.
We're the RBFs, baby.
Hey. Oh, dude, you guys are. I feel like we all have dynamics with each other. I feel like some are like still getting built. Like, I don't know what my dynamic with you is, Joe. It's probably I'm like,
it's like big sister, little sister. Feels
she's
like.
The tree. You're the climber.
Yeah.
I picture you suckling on her teeth.
What?
I just picture you suckling on her
teeth. Based off of me running away from her breast.
You have the suckling energy, though. Like, you want to suckle her teeth.
No, what I love about Bose is her fucking energy is huge. Like,
yeah,
such a
dude.
Big presence. I love it.
You're a ball of positive energy.
I saw a different side of Bose, though.
Huh?
At my birthday. Bose kind of initially started to like at my birthday she was like
she pulled back a little bit
she pulled back a lot, and her energy I noticed affected me because I was like, oh wait, where's Big Boss Bose?
Yeah.
And then when she came down, then I started like smothering her because I was like, are you okay?
Yeah,
like, are you okay? And like I started projecting onto her because when her energy isn't huge, it leaves such
me.
A void.
Like
she has a different side of her, and I was like, I actually want to get to know her more. I realized, okay, I'm smothering this bitch, I'm gonna step back. But I want to know more about her because she's not just always just Big Boss.
I felt it.
Yeah.
I wish I knew like what people meant about, because I've been told before that I had big energy. Like I met my boyfriend on Tinder, and the first time I got into his car, he was like, you have a really big presence. And I was like, and I've heard that a lot, but I don't.
A very simple way to put that is like for you to understand it is if someone walks up to you and goes, hey, how much money do you make? And you're just like, what the fuck? Like, I don't even know you. But the fact that they're confident to first walk up to you, they don't even know you that well, and then to ask you such a personal question, you're either going to fucking hate that person, or you're going to be like, okay, well, why do you want to know?
Yeah.
You know? And it's just like, it takes a big, confident personality, I think, to say shit like that.
Wow. She's really exactly sweet. The same in person and on in front of the camera, because like look at her ad reads, dude. Like, she's wild.
What's your go-to? Ding dong, bitch.
Ding dong, bitch. It's just this big energy. And then like then when it came to Vegas, like, this was my first real interaction with Bose when we went to Vegas together. And I was like, I wonder what she's like in person. And she just came in while I was sleeping. But when I woke up, she's like, hey! And she's like, you sitting on Reddit too? I'm like, yeah. She's like, fuck, me too. She's like, I'm about to walk around with no shirt on, okay? I'm like, yeah, let's do it.
She saw your tits?
No, no, she had a bra on.
Yeah.
Which was really weird. She slept with a bra on. I'm like, the fuck's going on here?
I don't like to sleep naked.
Yeah, it was
know
weird.
You?
Yeah, I know.
You
I was
with their boobs.
I was titties out. I didn't care.
All right. Yeah. So what are our closing thoughts here? How do we help our
take? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, take your time. You don't need like that big group of friends now. We okay. found each other late and it's awesome. They just, yeah. You just got to vibe it out and feel people out and find your group. And it doesn't matter how long it takes. Shit, I might find my super bestest friend in an old people home when I'm dying, you know?
That's amazing.
Yeah, so, right? We're going to race wheelchairs and I'll turn off her air. It just takes... It's
just like pinching the cord.
Kidding!
Yeah,
you know, like don't freak out about it now. Like a lot of people who commented on in our videos, it's like I noticed they were a little bit younger. Like it'll take some time because everyone's still trying to learn themselves before they can put themselves in someone else's life.
Yeah. What about you guys?
I would say like don't, you know, your experiences help build you, and it also helps kind of strengthen that receptor that I talked about, because like we don't just have that naturally. It's like through our experiences of who fucking worked out and who didn't. Right. But as you start to get a little older, I would say my receptor was strong at like 18, and that's why I didn't fuck with nobody. But when you meet a bitch that it's going beep 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 beep, like good bitch, like extend your hand, don't be afraid of rejection, and try to build that relationship. And like if it works out like the first couple of times, you guys chill, just like feel it out, you know, like, yeah,
that's tight.
I think for me, it's very helpful to realize that with women, like we're all very sensitive. We're all very in our own heads. We're all like thinking about ourselves, how like what we are showing the world. Like, and so we're all in our own heads. So don't take things that women do necessarily to heart right away, or at least like give yourself a chance to like talk to someone. Like if things don't go right the first time you hang out, try again, like, or like try to be more honest. Like, hey, I want to hang out with you. I think you're kind of cool, but like I don't know, I get this weird thing, like are you, like, you know, you'd be able to talk to women. I think like because I've probably missed so many relationships because I like didn't sit down and say like, did you really mean that, or like am I taking it wrong?
Yeah.
Or, like, having a conversation and communication like you would with a partner, I think is really, it's hard.
Yeah. Ask questions.
You have to like talk to women, like to understand them, because they're probably just in their own head, like, or they just broke up with their boyfriend, so they're like lashing out at other people. And like if you can actually break down your emotions with another woman, like I feel like you'll be closer way faster.
Mm-hmm. I think too, what you're saying is like, if a girl came up to me and was like, hey, Bose, did you really mean that when you said, did you mean it this way? Because I felt like it was that. I would immediately break down and be like, this a real bitch. You know, like, yeah. It's not weird if you communicate with people.
Yeah.
It's not. It feels hard, but you're fighting yourself, you know, mm-hmm. like not the external forces. People like to be communicated with.
Yeah. Yeah. And the final, I'll keep it really, really brief. I think it's really important to have your circle of girlfriends, because it's, I mean, as you guys have seen from this podcast, like you guys can connect with other females and be like, oh shit, I'm not the only one that's going through this, and I can relate to that girl. And it's dope to have like the support system of like, I'm not alone. Like this is tight, and like people have their best interest in me, and it's someone that looks like me and goes through the same shit that I go through. So yeah, it's really important. If you can't find it now, definitely search for it. Try to stay vulnerable, be tight. And yeah, just keep it positive. Okay, that's it. I'm done. Thank you guys for listening and watching. See you guys next week. All right, but before we go, ladies and gentlemen, I want to say another thank you to our sponsors, Care Of. Remember, that's 25% off your first Care Of order. Go to careof.com and enter BTCH. Again, that's 25% off your first Care Of order. Go to take care of. Oh, my bad. So I did say it wrong the first time.
The website is takecareof.com.
I'm going to say that again. It's takecareof.com and enter code BTCH. Also, huge thank you to Function of Beauty. So you guys are going to get 20% off your first order. To redeem it, head over to functionofbeauty.com/BTCH and take the hair quiz. Again, that's functionofbeauty.com/BTCH for 20% off.
Get last but shit.
Definitely not least, it's Article. So it's $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. So go to article.com/BTCH. Again, if you're a little bit slow, it's article.com/BTCH for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Woohoo!